Bonsoir tous, this is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London.
And battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river.
Tonight I'm very pleased to welcome back Doug Riley, who's going to take us through another mix of the many artists he's seen in concert over the years. Welcome back, Doug.
Lovely. Thank you.
Great to see you again.
It's getting to be a habit.
I'll say it. Where would you like to start tonight?
Well, I think we'll start with Santana. I saw them in Birmingham a long time ago now, but still going very strong, still issuing great music. So Santana and Black Magic Woman.
To the there's a bit of feedback there. Black Magic Woman with that classic hit by Santana from 1970 off the Abraxas album, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
All right.
Not sure.
Where did you see them?
Birmingham, I think, again. It was in the mid 80s. So it would be Birmingham.
So which side of the fence are you on? Do you like that version or the Fleetwood Mac version?
Oh, I prefer that.
Or the flute, this one, the Santana, yeah?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I think most people do. That was a bigger hit, of course, but...
Fleetwood Mac are fine, but...
but...
Santana's finer.
All right, next one, please.
Change of direction. Saw Carl Perkins' first time in Manchester in the 60s. He went on, in fact, seen him after that as a well-established member of the Johnny Cash Band for quite a long time.
Yeah.
But this is one of his own original songs, and Honey Don't.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't.
Perkins from 1956 with Honey Don't, the B-side to Blue Suede Shoes, an absolute rockabilly classic, I must admit. Thank you. That's brilliant. Where did you see him?
Again, Manchester.
Manchester, yeah.
60s, yeah.
Back in the 60s, yeah.
And the next one, it's a full circle, really. She's better known, certainly in Britain and Ireland, for Je T'aime Moi Non Plus with Serge Gainsbourg.
Oh, yes,
but,
I remember.
Yeah. She's actually got a huge career here in France, and we saw her at Albi, and two, 3 years ago, Hank, now that's all. But here's a song from her CD Arabesque called La Javanaise.
J'avoue, j'en ai bavé pas vous, mon amour. Avant d'avoir eu vent de vous, mon amour. Ne vous déplaise en dansant la javanaise. Nous aimions le temps d'une chanson. À votre vie, qu'avons-nous vu de l'amour, de vous à moi? Vous m'avez eu, mon amour. Ne vous déplaise en dansant la javanaise. Nous, nous aimions le temps d'une chanson. Hélas, avril, en vain me voue à l'amour. J'avais envie de voir en vous cet amour. Ne vous déplaise en dansant la javanaise. Nous, nous aimions le temps d'une chanson. La vie ne vaut d'être vécue sans amour, mais c'est vous qui l'avez voulu, mon amour. Ne vous déplaise en dansant la javanaise. Nous, nous aimions le temps d'une chanson.
Wow, from rockabilly to to Jane Birkin there and La Javanaise. And it's surprising me that she's an actress who, of course, was famous with Je T'aime. But apparently she didn't speak French at all when she first came to France.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now she's singing in French like that. It sounded brilliant, didn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting. And next, another female singer, 60s again. Helen Shapiro, and this is her take on the classic song of Fever.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got a fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Juliet, and Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give it fever when we kiss, that fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, Phoebe, yeah, I burn. Got that fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Now you've listened to my story, and here's a point that I have made. That chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever.
A song that's been covered by loads and loads of artists since the 60s. Peggy Lee, Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, well, you name it. Bette Midler.
Yep. Well, she was created, I think, almost as Britain's answer to Brenda Lee in the 60s and had lots of pop records. But she's now a jazz singer and performs jazz style.
Where did you see her?
In Belfast again, or just outside Belfast.
Right. Yeah. So where are we going next?
Well, we're staying in Ireland for... a Eurovision Song Contest winner.
Oh, yes.
We actually saw Johnny Logan sing in a small concert theatre, and it's surprising, he's got quite a catalogue, and it's only when he gets in concert he starts to realise. But what a nice guy. We met him afterwards, and what a really nice guy. So we've seen him, so he's on the list, and this is one of his Eurovision songs.
Song Contest winner for Ireland in 1980, I think.
I think he's actually won it twice and written another song that's won it, if my memory's serving me correctly.
He's a megastar, I imagine, in Ireland.
He is huge still in Ireland, yeah. And, as I say, a really nice guy. But we're going to liven it up a bit now. Too much slow stuff. Got to get things going a bit. So this is from the Sopranos soundtrack, but it's a well-known song of Bo Diddley's before then. So here we go with I'm a Man.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. And Maine, all you pretty women stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. A-N-Maine.
going back down the Kansas soon. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N Main. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him.
I'm a man. I'm a man by Bo Diddley. Brilliant. It's very signature, a signature sound there, that that repetitive riff, which is so reminiscent of Bo Diddley. All his songs were always played just around the same riff, time and time ago.
And a very modest man, I'm a Man, one of his songs. Next, his other song was called Bo Diddley itself. It's a very modest man.
Well, you wouldn't look at, when you look at him on stage, he's got these famous Gretsch guitars, they're all odd shapes.
Yep.
Rectangular shapes.
I can't imagine seeing him in Bradford, of all places, in the 60s. It's hard to believe now. And another 60s song. So Lulu and the Lovers in the University, in the Students' Union in
Lulu
Manchester.
Lulu and the Lovers.
And the Lovers, misspelt, of course. Shortest skirts of the time, but hell of a singer. So here we go with the thing that made her famous, Shout.
You know you make me wanna shout. Look, my hands jumping. Look, my heart's bumping. Throw my head back. Oh, come on now, don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah. Say you will. Throw your head back, baby. Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Throw your head back. Ooh. Come on now, say that you love me.
Love that ending. You're listening to London Calling on CFM Radio, and that was Lulu and the Lovers and Shout, in case you hadn't worked that out. You have a passion, I think, for an interest in these Eurovision Song Contest winners. That's, must be to a second or third tonight, isn't it?
It's a coincidence, honestly. Honestly, well, unless we play ABBA.
Back in those days, we were actually used to win the competition from time to time.
Yeah, and nowadays. It was a song contest in those days as opposed to a political statement.
Oh, yes, yes.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Only saying that because we don't win it anymore. Two songs from the 60s, two big stars of the 60s, Bobby V and Adam Faith. The Bobby V song, pretty well known. The Adam Faith, the take on a song done by quite a few other artists, including, if I remember correctly, both the Everlys and Elvis. So here we go with two back to back.
They say that you're a runaround lover. Oh, you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Though you keep telling me that you're lonely, I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause the night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So has a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is astray. 'Cause the night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me.
Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky bluebird, fly away and take a message to Martha, message to Martha. She sings each night in some cafe in her search to find wealth and fame. I hear Martha has gone and changed her name. It's a year since she was here. Kentucky bluebird, fly away and take a message to Martha, message to Martha. Tell her I love her more each day. As the train pulled out down the track, Martha promised she'd soon be coming back. Oh, tell her how my heart just breaks in two since she journeyed far. And even though her dreams of fame she will always be a star. Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky bluebird, fly away
and take a message to Martha. Message to Martha. Tell her to start for home today.
When you find her, please let her know, rich or poor, I will always love her so. Fly away, Kentucky bluebird. Fly away, Kentucky bluebird. Fly away, fly away, fly away.
Two 60s tracks back to back. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes from Bobby V in 1962, and A Message to Martha by Adam Faith from 1964. Did you see him around that time?
Yeah, all the 60s. In fact, I think Bobby V was on the same bill as Bo Diddley in Bradford.
Oh, I see.
They used to come around five or six big artists on one.
And Adam Faith, he was an interesting character, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he went on to be big on television and everything.
Yeah, died in 2003. He was, and at the end of his life, he was a financial journalist of all sorts, of all things. So he was an actor, a singer, and...
But if he died in 2003, we can't blame him.
No.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's quite well known.
And now, never let it be said that I'm not a romantic. My wife and I snuck off to be married. We didn't want a big wedding. And for the honeymoon, I took her to Bridlington to see The Quo.
Oh, the last of the big spenders.
What can you say? So here we go with a reminder, 31 years ago, of our honeymoon.
all the way from Catford to Yorkshire, Status Quo, just for Doug's honeymoon and Caroline in 1973. I bet that was a good concert.
It was a great weekend, as I recall. But moving on from there, we played the other week Karen Matheson from Capercaillie, and she was in concert when I saw her with a guy called James Grant from Love and Money, a Scottish group. And I must say, I went out after that concert and bought CD called Sawdust in My Veins, and this is a track from that. Really do like this guy, great voice. This is the track Hide.
Great sound there. James Grant from Glasgow in Scotland and Hyde. We think from the late 90s. I'm not quite sure.
Yep.
But sounding a bit like Tears for Fears, I thought, in places. In the same sort of era.
Well, for a change, I always liked the Rolls Royce version of this song, Love Don't Live Here Anymore. When Jimmy Neal did it, I thought, oh dear. But in reality, totally different, but very enjoyable. And we went to see him London Palladium. And for a guy who was in Auf Wiedersehen Pet and Evita and Crocodile Shoes, he's a surprisingly interesting character and surprisingly reasonable singer. And we enjoyed the show, so here we go with Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
You abandoned me, love don't live here anymore. Just look back and see it. Love don't live here anymore.
there was nothing in the world you wouldn't do for me. Trouble seemed so far away, then you changed and went away. And you abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just look back and see it. Love don't live here anymore. Anymore. Love don't live here anymore. Just emptiness and memories of what we had before. You have to go away, find another place to stay. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just look back and see. Love don't live here.
Talented Jimmy Nail with a cover of Rolls Royce's Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Do you know what album it's from or anything?
No, I've just got it on the Nail File, the best of.
So, I know he has an album. I'm not sure if it's on. It's called 10 Great Songs and an OK Voice, which I think is very modest.
Yeah, he's surprisingly a good singer, I think, but not everybody's cup of tea. No. Next, another 60s artist, Duane Eddy, who I love. But this version is really quite interesting because it's Ghost Riders in the Sky, but it's a dance mix, and it's really worth listening because it is very different.
We'll be right back.
good thing we haven't got a webcam in the studio here. Yeah, would have seen us twirling around here, switching the lights off, trying to get those disco lights going there. Wasn't that fun?
It didn't sound anything like that in the 60s, I do know that.
Ghost Riders in the Sky with Duane Eddy, of course, on that twangy guitar.
Yeah, great. And to finish today.
Yeah, it's the last one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's a guy I've been a fan of for years. I bought the LP in late 60s, Who's Afraid of the Wolf, the Prokofiev music, but jazz form with Jimmy Smith. And I got to see him finally in Belfast at the festival, and he's just terrific. Heck of a keyboard organist. So it's I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
Thanks for listening, everyone. A la prochaine.
A gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child's coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout, and then the whole world gonna know what it's all about. 'Cause you know I am. Yeah, everybody knows I am. Well, you know I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Yeah, everybody knows I am. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. Gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you pretty girl. Leave me by the hand, and then the whole world gonna know that I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. 'Cause you know I am. Yeah, everybody knows I am. Well, I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Yeah, everybody knows I am. On the seventh hour, on the seventh day, on the seventh month, I heard the doctor say he was born for good luck, and that you will see. I got $700, baby. Yeah, don't mess with me, 'cause you know I am. Well, you know I am. Yeah, and I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Well, everybody knows I am.